Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. November is National Family Caregiver Appreciation Month, a time to honor the tireless work and love that caregivers give every day. Here in our region, the Inland Caregiver Resource Center is marking the occasion with a full slate of special events, including three Celebrating Caregiving conferences, a 40th anniversary ribbon cutting, a gala with a silent auction, and the fifth annual ICRC Week, dedicated to sharing vital resources for caregivers, seniors, and the community. To tell us more about this year's celebration and why supporting caregivers is so important, I'm joined by Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Darlene, start by telling us about the Inland Caregiver Resource Center and who exactly it is that you serve.
Okay. We're a nonprofit agency, and we're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year, and we provide free services for family caregivers and seniors. And it's not based on income because we are funded through grant money. So we have the grant money, we need to spend it, so it's available to anyone who needs the services.
And how did ICRC get started 40 years ago, and how has the mission evolved since then?
Oh, wow, a lot. There are actually 11 caregiver resource centers in California, and we are in Southern California, obviously, and we serve Riverside and San Bernardino County. And we have grown so much in the 40 years. Our funding, as I mentioned, comes from grant money, and we have been able to build upon that and build upon that. And we now have over 3,000 clients, and we want to serve more people. And a lot of the baby boomers are coming of age now, so we're going to have a lot of seniors that need help.
What makes your organization unique compared to other caregiver resource centers in the Inland Empire?
I think the main thing that makes us unique is that we provide services for family caregivers as well as seniors. There are a lot of services out there for seniors, but I haven't seen anything else that provides services for the actual caregiver, which is a challenging job.
What are some of those services?
We can provide limited number of in-home care hours. We contract with licensed and bonded in-home care companies, and we pay them to provide care for our clients. And we also have three mental health programs. We offer six educational workshops a month on Zoom that anybody can tune into. And we also have nine family caregiver support group meetings every month that are on Zoom. We also have ongoing classes that last anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks about helping caregivers to know how to do their job better. I always say to our caregivers, you mean you weren't given a handbook when you became a caregiver? So yeah, we try to fill in that void where it is.
How has the landscape of caregiving changed over the past four decades?
Well, I've worked in senior healthcare for 40 years, so I've seen a lot of change. And the big thing that I see, of course, people are living longer, and so the caregivers are older. You know, the caregivers now are at the age that when I started in this industry, they were the people being cared for, you know, 65 to 85. And, you know, now we have 75 and 85-year-old people taking care of 100-year-old people, you know. It's nothing to live to be 100 nowadays.
November is National Family Caregiver Appreciation Month. Why is it important to set aside time to recognize caregivers?
Well, they need all the recognition they can get. It's, unless you've done it, you really don't understand probably how difficult it is to be a family caregiver. It's a 24/7 job. It's not just physically draining, but emotionally, especially if you're caring for someone with a cognitive issue. And so we'd like to take that month to really recognize the caregivers and offer them some fun things to do and attend.
As we look ahead to November and National Family Caregiver Appreciation Month, I'm speaking with Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. This year's theme is embracing caregiving. What does that mean to you and to the families you serve?
I think it's really challenging to embrace that job because it's sort of a thankless job. You know, you don't get a lot of thank yous and you don't get a lot of help. And so I think embracing that, and the people that are our clients, I think, really have embraced that duty and are reaching out for education and help and support.
What are some of the biggest challenges that caregivers face on a daily basis?
Well, I think it's not getting a break. Because, like I said, it is a 24/7 job, especially if you're caring for someone with a cognitive issue. You can't leave that person alone. And all the families I've worked with, there's usually one person in the family who takes on that job. There are some families who share the responsibilities, but that's pretty rare. So it's usually one person doing everything.
How do you balance raising awareness about those challenges while also celebrating the resilience and strength of caregivers?
That's a really good question because it is a challenging job. We try to make all the events that we have for our caregivers and the workshops and the support groups to be as fun as well as educational for them. And you know what they say, knowledge is power. So the more information they can get about the disease that their loved one has or how to be more calm and not get upset and things like that, I think are very helpful to the caregiver.
Inland Caregiver Resource Center is marking its 40th anniversary this year. What does reaching that milestone mean for your organization?
It's amazing that we've been around that long and that our budget has increased immensely with the grants that we're able to receive, even though they were cut back a little bit this year. But over the years, we've gradually just added more and more services, which just thrills me to see family members being able to get the help that they can.
Now, you have a bunch of events planned for November, including a ribbon cutting ceremony. What significance does that hold for the community?
Yes, the ribbon cutting is on November 7th at the Colton Chamber. Our office is in Colton, even though we serve all of Riverside and San Bernardino County. And the mayor will be there and other business people, as well as some of our clients. And it's a great celebration for us to have been around this long.
And tell us more about the 40th anniversary gala. What can people expect that night?
I'm so excited about this. It's going to be a lovely dinner with band playing during the night. And we have had already some magnificent donations for our silent auction. And the silent auction will be online, so you don't have to attend to be able to bid on the items.
Why was it important to include both English and Spanish caregiver conferences as part of this month?
Wow, we have so many Spanish speakers. As a matter of fact, I do education and outreach, and we have a person who does that just for Spanish speakers. So we have so many Spanish speakers that we have workshops, support groups, and other events all in Spanish.
You're also holding a virtual conference. How does offering online access expand your reach?
Well, you know what? Since COVID, we have stayed pretty much virtual. We do have some in-person events and workshops and classes, but for the most part, I understand why our caregivers would rather be at home with the person they're taking care of of and be able to access this information. But even if they're at home, we still provide a caregiver for them so they can concentrate on the workshop or the conference that's coming up.
I'm speaking with Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. What is ICRC Week and how does it tie everything together at the end of November?
We have done this every November for the past few years, and every day during that week before Thanksgiving, we have members of our board of directors speak on Facebook Live and other social media, and we just give information about what our services are. It's just a really big push to get the word out there that we're here and we have services that you may need.
How do the funds raised through these events directly support caregivers and seniors?
We will put the money that is raised, you know, towards providing care for them, paying our employees so that we can offer workshops for them, and all the services that we offer, the money will be used and go right back to the community for our seniors and our caregivers.
Give us an example, while respecting privacy, of course, that illustrates the difference the Inland Caregiver Resource Center has made in someone's caregiving journey.
One of our clients in particular comes to mind. She has been in my support group for several years. I facilitate two of the support groups, and she comes to a lot of the workshops. And about a year ago, the Alzheimer's Association said, "We'd like you to join us. We're going to visit one of the congresswomen's offices in Corona, and we want you to explain what you do." And it turns out this congresswoman's mother-in-law had Alzheimer's, so she got it. And the Alzheimer's Association asked me to bring a client with me, which I did. And this client that I'm talking about that comes to my support groups and workshops, the Alzheimer's Association was so impressed with her that they sent her to represent them in Washington, D.C. at their big gala last year. And she's helping with our gala, and she's just very involved. And I've just seen her blossom since she's been at Inland Caregiver Resource Center.
What are some of the most common services or forms of assistance caregivers reach out to you for?
Mostly the in-home caregiving, because they need a break. That's the one that we get the most requests for. But then once they get involved with our agency, they realize, you know, some of our mental health programs are really good and they're evidence-based, and they decide to take those, or they'll find out about the what we call the core classes that I mentioned that are 4 to 8 weeks long depending on the class, or they'll start coming to the support groups or the workshops. You know, they eventually wind up using all the services, but the care is the main thing.
How do you see these conferences and celebrations helping caregivers feel less isolated?
It's so amazing to see the in-person conferences in particular, to see 60 family caregivers getting together and chatting with each other and laughing and having lunch and just having a good time and, you know, just being able to take a breath and get away from those caregiving duties.
Sponsorships play a big role in making these events possible. What kinds of partnerships are you hoping to build this year?
Absolutely. We do have some sponsorships available for these events in November, and they range anywhere from $500 to $3,000. So far, we've raised $8,000, which we're really happy about. And the person who's sponsoring gets a lot of bang for their buck, too, because they will get a lot of exposure to our family caregivers through our newsletters and other ways that we will advertise them during the conferences and events that we're having in November.
How can local businesses benefit from sponsoring or supporting Caregiver Appreciation Month activities?
Well, can you imagine having your logo on the materials that go out in November or on a slideshow during the conferences where there are 60 or 80 family caregivers, especially if you have a business that can help them, you know, name recognition and just being noticed by our family caregivers, and then also by the people who come to the gala, which will be a mixture of caregivers, seniors, and business people.
For those who want to help, what are some practical ways that they can get involved, either by attending, donating, or volunteering?
Yes, volunteering is good, especially for the gala. We need some help. We also are looking for silent auction items. We have some beautiful paintings valued over $1,000 that have been donated, and some other really nice things, a trip to Temecula Wine Country overnight, and some really nice things like that. So if a business wanted to donate a silent auction item, they would be recognized at the event and also before the event as well.
I'm speaking with Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. As you look toward the next 40 years, what do you see as the biggest challenges facing caregivers in our community?
I think that we're not going to have enough services or facilities to house all the people that are going to need the help that they need. Because right now, and we're not even talking the next 40 years, but right now, there are more people turning over 65 than there are 20 or under. So that's a lot of people, and it's because of the baby boomers coming of age. And most of the baby boomers are caregivers right now, but they're going to need care at some point, too. I don't think we have enough assisted living facilities, in-home care, all the services that they need. Something is going to have to give in the next 40 years.
What are your hopes for the future of ICRC as it continues to grow and serve the Inland Empire?
I hope that we can continue to be funded through grant money so that we can help a lot of people and that we can continue to touch the lives of family caregivers and seniors in the Inland Empire.
And if you could leave caregivers with one message of encouragement, what would that be?
Take care of yourself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've been speaking with Darlene Merkler, Education and Outreach Coordinator for Inland Caregiver Resource Center. Any last thoughts for us?
I just hope that everyone will check out our website, inlandcaregivers.org, and check out all the events that are coming up and participate in some way. We would love to see you.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Congratulations on 40 years of the Inland Caregiver Resource Center, and happy National Family Caregiver Appreciation Month.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.